Ladies and gentlemen, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Every stressful thought comes down to an expectation. In other words, every time we're stressed about something or upset about something or angry or anxious, it's because we have an expectation. It might be an expectation of how we should be. We might be beating ourselves up and saying we're not good enough and judging ourselves and putting all this pressure on ourselves. Or it might be an expectation of how somebody else should be. You know, my partner should show me respect. My boss should be nicer to me. This person shouldn't cut me off in traffic. And sometimes it's an expectation of the way that the world should be. It shouldn't be raining today. People should be kinder to me. Life should be more fair. I should be allowed to have what I want. The universe should be kinder to me. There should be less suffering. Governments shouldn't tax me as much. And all of these stressful thoughts, or all of the stressful thoughts that we will ever have, come from expectations. In other words, us saying how we think other people or the world or ourselves should be. And it's those expectations and that word should that brings us all this stress. And if we instead just expect reality and nothing more, in other words, if we stop trying to put our opinion on the way things should be on everything, if we just expect reality, life's a lot more smooth and peaceful, and we ended up succeeding a lot more because now we're lining up with reality. Now we're not arguing with it. We're not wasting time sitting there saying, this person should be like this, or reality should be like this. We're a lot more peaceful and a lot more chill. And so we actually have that time to spend towards our goals. So some things that can help you sort of argue less with reality or have less expectations. Stoicism itself helps a lot with this. So some of the old teachers like Marcus Aurelius, you can just search for him on YouTube and you can listen to the audiobook of his book or his journal called Meditations. Epictetus, again, that's on YouTube. It's all free. You can just listen to that. The book Loving What Is by Byron Katie. The book Letting Go by David Hawkins. The book How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. And of course, my video course, the Play to Win video course. I cover a lot of these topics in that. And letting go of some of these expectations and instead just being curious and open-minded and seeing what happens allows you to kind of roll with the punches of life a lot more, and you're not so stressed. Again, you're not wasting time getting caught up in the way that you think the world should be or other people should be or you yourself should be. There's a really good quote that comes from David Hawkins. It's from one of his books, and it says, "You are responsible for the effort and the intent, but not the outcome." And I think that's a really good way to go through life and self-improvement and goals. In other words, you focus on the action that you're taking every day. You focus on fostering that positive intention. You focus on putting in the effort. You focus on making progress and being a little better every day. But the outcome will kind of handle itself as a product of you putting in the effort every day or every week or every month or every year. Because at the end of the day, you can't always control the outcome. You know, if you're hitting on women, for instance, if you're a guy wanting to talk to women, she can say no to you. She can say, I have a boyfriend. She can say, I'm not interested. You can't really control that outcome. But the thing that you are responsible for, or the thing that you have an opportunity to affect, is I will go and talk to more women. I will put in more effort. I will focus on my self-improvement. And the same thing applies to pretty much every goal. If you're building a business, you know, me with the coaching business that I have, I can't make you, the person listening right now, sign up for coaching and hand me some money. I can't force you to do that. But what I can do is put in a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of love into doing as much content as I possibly can, into trying to improve or change your life as best as I possibly can, of making it easy as possible for people to sign up for coaching or pay for my video course or however else I want to make money. And I can set all those things in motion, and then the outcome will kind of take care of itself as, again, a product of the effort that I'm putting in and the intention or the devotion that I have to this goal or to my self-improvement. It's kind of why we talk about, or it's a big part of the reason why we talk so much about the numbers game. You know, if one person doesn't give you the outcome that you want, that's okay. Go talk to another person. And to sum up everything that I've said here today, if you only ever expect reality, you can never be disappointed. In other words, if you just kind of wake up every day and see life for what it is and see other people for who they are and see yourself for who you are, and then just work on improving yourself a tiny little bit every day, man, life is so much more peaceful. You don't, like I said, get stuck in this stress and this pain and this fucking anxiety from wishing that things were different. In other words, things are the way that they are. Accept that. And then we can work on starting to improve things. If you want more help with any of this stuff, I have coaching. There is a link in the description below. And I will also run my nice little pre-recorded coaching outro at the end after this podcast. But do your best, if you want to let go of some of those expectations. I know it can be a little scary at the start. It can feel like a leap of faith of, you know, feeling like you're almost like letting go of control. But I promise you, if you let go of a little bit of that anxiety and those expectations as to the way that life should be or other people should be, or even you yourself should be, you know, I shouldn't be so lazy. Well, you are lazy. What are you going to do about it? It's just such an easier way to go through life. Accept reality for what it is right now, and then we can get to work improving it a little bit. But if you sit there and argue and just magically wish things were different, you never actually move to the second step of starting to improve things. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals. Whatever your goals might be, whether that's money, relationships, sex and dating, fitness, health, friendships, whatever, we are here to help you make those beautiful goals come to life. Ed did it. Taylor did it. Harry did it. None of them are special. If you're listening to this, you know you're capable of more than you're currently giving. You already want something more than what everybody else around you seems to be content with. You want to achieve more, be more, give more to the world. You know it, and I know it. You're destined for something beautiful. Click the link to the coaching in the description below, and let us help you get there. Happiness starts today.